And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're here with Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks right here in Mission Bay. We're going to be talking kayaks and fishing and tuna and swordfish and all kinds of stuff, lobsters, whatever you want to talk about. This is a fishing show. In fact, it is Southern California's sport fishing voice. We're Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. We're having a good time this morning. Always fun having Ron in here.
Yeah! My buddy Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah. Ron?
Surf buddy, kayak buddy, just buddy, everybody's buddy is Ron Lane.
Just look around where we live.
Yeah.
It's just like a playground.
Well, and you own the ultimate toy store in Mission Bay.
I've been accused of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's so fun having the kids work there, having, you know, Debbie and I have had that store, and we're coming up on our 40th anniversary.
40th anniversary.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
I know. How does that happen?
I don't know.
40th anniversary of the store.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, amazing. You and Debbie have been married a long time.
Too. 40 years.
40 years, yeah. Started with that. But also it's home for the world headquarters for Salty Crew, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right there.
That, it's funny. One of the T-shirts has the coordinates for the office.
For the office.
Integrated into the T-shirt.
That's cool.
Kid comes walking in, he goes, "What? What does this have anything to do with Salty Crew?"
That's funny.
We should have had a prize for the first guy to walk in.
What was that?
That's
so
pretty cool.
Tell us about Fastlane, how you start. Tell us the history on it. How did you guys start? 40. You were celebrating 40 years. What was year one like, and how's you transitioned? Where were you? What'd you do?
Oh, it's a crazy story. You wouldn't even believe it. Debbie and I got married up in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
Moved to San Diego to start a business, used the money we had for our wedding to buy catamarans. We lived in a Volkswagen van behind the store.
Where was the store?
It was up in Claremont.
In Claremont.
Yeah, and we ended up being the second year in business. We were the largest Prindle catamaran dealer in the country.
Wow.
And it just was rolling. And then I met Frank Butler, who owns Catalina Yachts, and he says, "Hey, I have this location you might be interested in." And it was just, it's just been great. It's just like all this? I'm in.
Wow. And so that was where you were.
We moved into the store that's right where
Pinard. Where CDEC is now.
No, we moved into the store where Steve is.
Where Steve is.
Right next to the launch ramp for 15 years.
15 years right there. Then Dana Landing Market ever existed.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And it's really funny that we've been neighbors there for, 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to fathom it. Yeah. You know what it's saying, time flies when you're having fun?
Yeah.
Well, your radio show goes by a quick 2 hours. Well, this 40 years went by pretty quick.
Pretty quickly,
right. Well, you're having fun. We're selling catamarans and then, you know, all kinds of water toys. And we've always... And it's sort of like... I know it sounds funny, but if you sell something you're really into, you like it, people feel that.
Yeah.
They like doing business with you, and it's fun.
So you got in with Hobie, and then when did you start bringing in kayaks? When did you transition from water toys and catamarans to kayaks?
Well, Hobie Cat saw this, you know, explosive catamaran business coming. And so they started designing with their engineers some kayaks, paddling kayaks, and they were good. And I would sell a few because people wanted. I was selling Catalina Yachts at the time, and people would want to put kayaks on their boats, and it was a nice little, you know, add on to the store. We were selling, you know, lasers, you know, Prindles, Nacras, Hobies, we were selling all the little sailboats.
Which was really big back then.
Oh, sailing was huge.
Yeah.
But as it, you know, was getting smaller and smaller, we just kept diversifying with toys that we like to use.
Yeah.
Well, Greg Ketterman, one of the, built this boat called the Trifoiler. And this darn thing had two sails on it. It would lift up on foils. This was 20 years ago. And he made a boat that would sail twice the speed of the wind. And I'm like going, wait a minute, what?
You do that, right?
Yeah, I rode it one time, came back to the dock and said, I'll take three. Yeah. Well, he continued to, you know, and I laughed at him the first time. And then when he designed the Mirage Drive, all of a sudden, wait, you mean you can get in this thing and your hands are free?
Yeah.
Well, I really like to fish. Can you put the steering on the other side so I can hold my rod? And all of a sudden, the Outback came out.
Wow.
You know,
that was the first?
Third one. The Outback was the third Hobie kayak.
Okay.
They had the Mirage Classic, the Mirage Tandem, And then
and how many years are we talking about? How many years ago did really the whole kayak craze come in?
21 years ago is when the first Mirage Drive kayak came out.
20 years.
And that was what I was interested in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was breakthrough. That means that women can paddle just as fast as men because everybody walks around on their legs. It means that it's just more usable for older people. I mean, it just had such a broader view.
And it's hands-free so you can fish.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going with that. Earliest guys that I met in the fishing group, you know, there's a whole bunch of guys that fished La Jolla and all these crazy old kayaks. I think you were one of them, Pete.
I was one of them, way back when. Dennis Spike got me.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say
Dennis.
Spike. Yeah, I met Dennis.
Yeah.
He reminds me of one of those movies, Up in Smoke.
25 years ago. Yeah, he's a character.
character.
Yeah. He starred in it.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah.
but that whole enthusiasm, I was drawn to it. You know, like, this is like the catamaran market all over again. This is something new, different, fast, easy, and you can fish.
Yeah.
And we live in a place that is, the other day my alarm went off at my business. And so it went off again. I had two false alarms. So I'm down there and I go, oh, look, it's glassy. I think I'll go take a kayak out. I went out in an hour, caught all kinds of spotties, giggling like a kid, and I'm going, oh.
And that's the key. It's access. And you know that when Dennis Spike was kind of, I mentioned Dennis because he was such a pioneer in the early days of kayak fishing. He kind of created that whole thing and then kind of didn't really follow through with business side of it. But he really pioneered a lot of stuff. And that was always what he said. He says it allows you more time on the water, right?
More time on the water, much less work. It's something that you can put away and not feel guilty for using.
Yeah.
I know I got my boat in a slip, and I'm sitting there going, tick, 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 tick. Did I eat this month?
Yeah.
Am I? Yeah, so... Yeah.
You don't have to put gasoline in it. Yeah. You don't have to.
If you got an hour after work, you can dip it in and you can go, and an hour's plenty of time.
Yeah.
Or 8 hours is plenty of time, or whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, one of the other things is it's just quiet.
Yeah.
When you're pedaling your Mirage Drive around in Mission Bay, you're quiet, you're stealthy, and it's just, it's what I always say. It's like a great way to disguise your exercise with fun.
Yeah.
So we actually do it.
Yeah, it's cool. And you can do it anywhere, whether it be in the bay, in the ocean. You can put it on a boat like we do with the mothership trip on the Islander. Take it to San Clemente Island. Take it to Catalina Island.
How fun was that trip this year?
Oh, they're unbelievable.
Oh, man, that Islander trip.
They're awesome.
I can't believe there's not more of that going on.
Well, we already have the one scheduled for next June. It's up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the shop page.
Is it sold out yet?
Not yet. But it's next
June. I don't know why that's not sold out.
And it will be. It certainly will sell out. But they held the price, and Islander does a great job. So if you want to go, grab it, like Ron says, grab a spot.
Yeah.
It's on our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the shop page, you can purchase it.
I'm surprised guys aren't booking them and then reselling them.
Well, no, they want to go.
Scalping them, you know?
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Mirage Drives and what's happened. So 20 years ago, Hobie comes out with the Mirage Drive, the Mirage Drive is basically the propulsion of the kayak.
It's the pedals.
The pedals.
Right.
And the way I would explain it is you watch, I think what they said is they watched penguins paddling.
Well, it's a very similar motion to a penguin fin oscillating back and forth.
Back and forth.
And then as it twists off, it creates a sail, an aqua sail.
Yeah.
And the two together in combination, you know, is very fast. It's much faster than paddling.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I'm sure an Olympic sprinter in a kayak could be faster, but, I mean, we're talking about going fishing and being fast.
Right.
And being able to do it for hours.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Chris Minnick, I got back to the boat at the Islander and said, hey, where's Chris? And somebody goes, oh, he's still out. Well, I'd already been in my kayak 11 hours. I go,
Chris is a superman.
Chris is in his 70s. He beat me.
Yeah.
Chris will be out before you and out after you, no matter what.
No matter who you are
and what you're doing, he'll be out.
So the Mirage Drives, back to the Mirage Drives. They have taken Mirage Drives now to a new level. So 20 years ago, they invent this thing. They keep improving them every year. Now, Talk about some of the options that you get in Mirage drives with Hobie.
So the earliest one, you know, the earliest Mirage drive didn't have bearings in it. And there's a certain amount of friction that's created from the sprockets and the drums. Well, they eliminated a lot of that friction by putting bearings in it with grease, you know. Uh-huh. And it's just, it ended up making the boat, and I never got a complete answer, but the way it was told to me by the engineers who speak engineer language, they said it's about 9 to 10% faster. So that's very similar to like adding turbo fins, the bigger fins. So what's funny about that is now if you take and get the standard fins, they're now as fast as the old fins with turbo fins. And you put turbos on those, now you're 20% faster. Now, speed is always good, particularly when you see boiling, you know, surface yellowtail at La Jolla. You got to be the first guy to chuck an iron on them.
Right.
And that's what that did, was that allowed us time to get our rigs out while we're pedaling at Mach 5 to cast on those yellowtail. And I had Jared cast right over my boat one time in that race, and he caught the fish.
There you go.
I go, is that my fish? You cast right over me?
Right over me. So the Mirage drives have now taken to a new level the kick-up fins.
Well,
talk about those.
But wait, the game changer, Pete, was reverse.
Yes.
And I didn't even
Mirage drive 180.
I didn't even really realize this until you use it. You know, you don't really know until you know.
No.
Well, I went to Cedros Island, down to Jeff's place.
Kayak fishing.
It was a Let's Talk hookup trip, and two of my clients bought brand new boats just so they could take the new Mirage Drive 180s down to Cedros.
Oh, that's funny. So they took their drives and put them in the boats?
Down there.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at the island, you know, just south of Cedros, fishing this boiler rock that's really gnarly looking.
Yeah.
And these guys would get in their cast and already be backing out as they're reeling and hooking up.
Wow.
And I'm going, and I had to point my boat out. You know that feeling of not being pointed in the right direction and the waves are coming and the wind's coming. Well, the reverse, I just went, I didn't even bring one. So I saw firsthand why I should have reverse. And the more I use it, the more I just got spoiled by it. So that came in 2017. Now, we just tested the new 360, which is
180. I got on it. It's pretty amazing.
180 times two.
Yeah
it's crazy. Yeah. I happened to be out in one, and I saw Ricky in his boat, and I was doing donuts and circles, and any way you look, you can go.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It comes. I've already delivered.
You can go sideways.
Maximum maneuverability.
Parallel park.
Yeah, total parallel park. Now the newest innovation is the kick-up fin.
Now that's the one that's another game.
So why do you need kick-up fins?
Well, for me, we were out testing, Trevor Sebring, said, let's go over to that drain pipe with all those bulkheads on it. And it's just underwater, and we're literally pedaling our kayaks over these cement bulkheads, kicking them out, and as you keep pedaling, they lock right back in.
Really?
So you can't do damage to the
mast.
So
you're not going to hurt.
Yeah.
So if you're beach launching, you're beach landing.
If you're coming
what about
one less thing to worry about.
If you come into La Jolla,
if you're thick kelp, are they going to kick up in the thick kelp? So you're not going to get bound up in the kelp.
And
what a great idea.
The part that blows my mind is that as you pedal, it force locks them right back.
Oh,
the drive of the pedal will lock them right back in.
Okay.
So we literally would hit these bulkheads, these barnacly.
And then you're locked back in.
And you just keep pedaling, and you lock right back in.
That's so cool.
And what's funny about this is I was in the boat with the president of the company, Doug. And Doug looks at me and goes, you know, Ron, those engineers told me 7 years ago that this was impossible.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, look,
and now
it's on every Hobie.
And they did it. That's pretty cool. Well, so much to talk about, so many new designs, so much advancement, and we haven't even delved into other parts of kayak fishing what else they do at Fastlane, stand-up paddles and more.
My favorite is when Ron busts out the accessory book, which is a novel, you know, of pages of all the different
fishing
things.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great show. There's so much to cover and so much with a great couple of buds in here talking fishing, having a good time, and we want to talk. talk to you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, it is going to be a busy show. It always is when Ron is in here. But we do have an open phone line right now, so this would be the time to call. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 833-288-0973 if you want to join in the fun. Have some fun. Talk some fishing. Talk some kayaks. Talk whatever you want to talk about. That's what we're doing on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And not only are we going to be having fun, we are giving away a great prize. And how cool that somebody at the end of the show today is going to win a full assortment of Salty Crew gear. And it's going to be handpicked by Ron and Hayden and Jared and all the boys at Salty. You're going to be get hooked up with a full Salty Crew package for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Going to
we
be
have
a very
little
cool
bonus prize
Ooh,
today.
Tell me
later
about
on
it.
In the show, in addition to the Salty Crew package, another winner is going to win a Spydro fishing camera. This is an underwater fishing camera. They call it the world's smartest and most advanced fishing camera. We're going to hear later on in the show about the camera, but we're giving away one of those cameras today.
Wow,
to one
rad. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
right on.
A pretty cool deal.
Well, again, if you want to get through on those great prizes, or better yet, your chance to talk to Ron, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all 5 species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle and clothing. Choose from hundreds of t-shirts and shorts from AFTCO. It's AFTCO and Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live on that Let's Talk Hookup app. We talked about it yesterday. There's no easier way to catch the show than listening on the app. It's 100% free. Download it from the Google Play Store if you got an Android phone, from the App Store if you got an iPhone. Totally free. You don't get any BS, nothing but good. Hear the show anytime you want. Super easy to listen live, listen on demand. When we were up in Mammoth last week, just popped out the phone, heard every second of the show like you guys were sitting in the living room. It's just awesome. I love
the app.
Anywhere
you are, the app works.
Yeah, if you're not on it already, it is the easiest way to enjoy the show.
Indeed. So check it out on the Google Play or the App Store, the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's free. Download it. And be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News, always loaded with great info, lots of yellowtail. And it says on the cover here, Super Cow Madness at San Clemente Island.
Well,
Ron knows,
Ron knows about Super Cow
Madness, right? 340 pounds.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And as you and I were bringing in that little dead flyer, I go, Pete, slow the kite down. And we're talking like we're, you know, little scientists trying to make this thing fly better. And right in front of us.
Oh, the
all
best.
50 feet off the boat.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the best.
I hate the thing. That was awesome.
I mean, that was worth the price of admission
there. For sure. So check it out. This week's edition of Western Out There News, loaded with great fishing information. And let's go live down to our buddy Rancho Leonero. John Ireland's on the line with the Rancho Leonero Report. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hi, Ron.
Hey. What's up, John?
Well, we had a decent week. The weather has been beautiful. It's really fall weather. You're going to be down in about a week and a half, huh, Pete?
This Thursday we have our Palmas tournament, yeah.
This Thursday, yeah. You're really going to enjoy it. The weather down is like in the mid-80s, cool mornings. When the boats are going out, it's like 65, 66 degrees. It really cooled down after Lorena. And that stayed cool. You know, we had a little brush back with the tropical storm that came across. We pulled all the boats. We were worried about it early in the week, and it was just a total miss, no rain, anything. It hit the mainland. But the weather has just been gorgeous. It's really cooled down. We got flat water. Water temps are 83 to 84. It's just a beautiful time of year. Fishing this week's been decent, not great. A real strong Dorado bite. The bill fishing, with the slowing of the tuna, everybody's now going after the billfish again. And loads of stripers around out in front and mixed with some big blues again, a few sails, but anybody targeting the billfish, you're getting, releasing at least one or two. And you know, that's kind of, it's interesting because all of our guests have been coming down for so many years that, the marlin are kind of secondary now. You know, they go after the meat fish, and after they've released one or two, been there, done that. But the marlin fishing on the East Cape is as good as anywhere in the world. It's extraordinary, and it sure has been over the last week. We're catching a lot of Dorado, bigger fish this week. They started about 5 to 12 pounds average fish, but towards the end of the week ended up about 20, 25, with a few big bulls mixed in, you know, 30, 40 pounders. So the Dorado fishing's real good, off the lighthouse mostly, and they're funny. They're schooling on the bottom for some reason. Normally they're way up on the top, but this week they've been down on the bottom. We've got lots and lots of sardine in the area, and we got great bait, and so we're dropping the sardine down and picking up. Everybody's limiting on the Dorado. The billfish, again, anybody going off, they're off the bank as usual. They're very spread, but they're concentrated off of the bank, just drop off straight off of La Riviera all the way down to Fraley's as usual. A lot of billfish around. The bottom fishing has been extraordinary. It really, really has. A lot of skipjack around. Just loads of skipjack. If you want to pull on fish all day, they're the guy. A strong puller, not a very good eater, but they're making for great bait. What they're doing is they're chunking those in the squid and dropping down to the bottom and picking up loads of pompano, nice pompano to 10 pounds, some big cargo, Dr. Snappers, to about 20, 25 pounds, and lots of amberjack, too, to 35 pounds. And they're literally, you know, bringing up droves off the bottom when anybody that does go for the bottom fish. Rooster fish, lots of roosters around, cruising up and down the beaches, not much pressure, but lots of 50-pounders to be released out there. They're roving most of the beaches. Overall, it's been pretty good at fishing. The yellowfin, we're getting 3 or 4 per day, and they're quality fish. You know, they're 30, 40-pound fish, but nothing schooling outside under the porpoise this last week. So that should pick up certainly the conditions are great and everything's ready to go. So overall, a good week of fishing.
Fantastic. Can't wait to come down and join the fun down at the East Cape. Nothing like it. The fishing is fun and the catching is always extra, but it sounds like catching is good. So, John, if somebody wants to come Rancho Leonero during prime October time, early November, are there any spots available?
Yeah, we have spots available throughout October. And again, beautiful month. Weather's nice and the fishing should be extraordinary. I expect the yellowfin to pick up at any time for you, Pete. That should be going by the end of the week. Little pause.
Fantastic.
800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. And I'll see you this week. And you'll talk to Ricky and Corey next Sunday.
Okay, great. We'll have a couple of beers, buddy.
Absolutely. All right.
Thanks, see you, John.
Appreciate the call this morning. You know, the other thing I mentioned, too, is that Rancho Leonero has a complete whole line of Hobie kayaks there for you to use. And so if you want to go down there and kayak fish, Rancho Leonero is like the center of kayak fishing.
And again, just like you were talking about, the ease of kayak fishing, you could go out fishing for the day, come back, grab a quick shower, grab a Hobie kayak and paddle around out by all where the boats are anchored up and catch a couple cool fish and be back in time for dinner. I mean, the access is easy and it's right in front of the hotel and there's such good fishing on the reef right out there that it's a perfect spot to paddle the kayak around.
Absolutely, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phones. One line open. You want to get through? 833-288-0973.
Mark in Santee is going to get us started here on the phones. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I got a question for you. I was back east and I was riding my brother-in-law's kayak and he's got a paddle kayak, but I don't understand how it locks back in. The flipper locks back in and you can stop paddling and it locks out.
Well, I can understand that. It took 6 years for them to crack that problem, that engineers working on it. But the actual pedal the fin creates drive. Well, that drive forces it forward, and there's a tensioner right on the front that will allow it to click in and, more importantly, click out when you hit something.
Okay.
So it's just genius the way they did it. I am always a little bit hesitant to get too excited until I actually use it, and when I pedaled over those five or six bulkheads and had them, you know, I was going fast as I could, and when they actually kicked out, I just kept pedaling, and there was a kind of a different feel to it. And then
it still will pedal with.
Yeah,
it'll
still go back and forth,
up.
And that drives those fins back into position
when it's ready.
And then you take off again, and then I'd hit the next one, and they'd kick out.
Wow.
And I did, and then when I pulled the Mirage Drive out and inspected the fins. They were only scratched a little bit from the barnacles, and I mean, no damage. I was very tickled.
Is this something that's available on all the new Mirage drives?
All the new Mirage drives are going to have the kick-up system.
The kick-up
whether
system.
It's the 180, the new 360, or the standard one that comes in the compasses.
Okay.
Now, if you have a previous generation boat that you love and you're not sure if you're ready to upgrade to an Owen, can you just buy the drive, or is it one of those things where you know, when you want the new drive, just turn the boat in, have you sell it, and just go for it and get the new one.
The new boat.
Maybe.
The answer's no, but in a while you'll be able to buy them to a retrofit kit. But usually the kits to change that are going to be about as expensive. You might as well sell your boat and buy another boat with it that's in it.
And you take trade-ins.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Any Hobie's valuable. Everybody knows that.
You've always said that the resale on a Hobie is just, you know, snap your finger and the boat's gone.
Yep.
Not an issue.
Cool. And
all
just
right,
trade
Mark.
Them in and then you just, you're...
Yeah.
I mean, if
you're so close to being to the cost of a new one anyways, why would you not?
Yeah.
And the new features... Every
year.
Well,
the seat.
They just keep stepping it up.
That's cool.
Lots of little things that make for, I get it.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah. Mark, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. Like I said, giving away a Salty Crew package with all kinds of great Salty Crew shirts and swag in there. And then also we're going to give away that Spydro fishing can.
That's really cool.
Another caller. So lots going on here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Roy in San Diego is up next on the show. Good morning, Roy. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rick, you actually just asked the question I was going to ask. But, Ron, so you said that right now they don't have that upgrader availability for the drives, and if you wanted a 180 drive, could you still put it in one of the older models? You like you sell it separately?
Oh, yeah, 180 drives are available. 180 kickups are not.
Okay.
The first year they come out with it, they don't have enough of them. They can't build them quick enough. And so they're just not going to sell them retail. Now, if you bought a 180 kickup or the 360 kickup and you had, a theft or you lost it or something, they'll make arrangements that you get another one to, so you don't have to go back to the older model.
Sure.
But they're not going to be, for sale.
No.
And the
but what you're saying is that the Mirage Drive 180 will fit in the older boats.
Absolutely.
The standard one.
Yeah, and now the new Arc Drive is available. So that's
okay, what's that?
Yeah, what's that?
Arc Drive is just the in 2018 they came out with a new drive that has an oval shaped crank. And it's much easier to adjust the length. It's the buttons on top.
Okay. Ah, okay.
And it's not a big deal, but it's still another feature.
Yeah,
and
it just looks great. But if you're going to do it, why would you not do it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't available for 2 years, and now it is. Okay. And they're only $900.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Hey, Roy, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through. It's been a busy morning. There's your shot to talk to Ron, talk some fishing, and talk some great prizes today.
Yeah, you're not kidding, buddy. How about we talk to Paul? Paul's calling from Bellflower. What's up, Paul? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, how did the Salty Crew get started?
In my garage.
That's funny. Good story.
Yeah. The boys were making hand planes. Both Jared and Hayden are, have surfed and fished off the docks behind the store. We literally just hung out down in Dana Landing and surfed every day. And these guys grew up just with a real respect for the older guys, they knew Mike Eaton, the surfboard shaper. Mike helped them make their first surfboard. So they had this really neat, respect for what came before them. I mean, they love those old diving stories from those guys in San Diego,
sure.
early bottom scratchers,
Right.
Anyway, so they made these hand planes that you could surf with your hand while you're body surfing, and they called them Salty Shapes or something like that. And then it ended up they started making Salty T-shirts, with hooks and planes and surfboards and they would screen them in my in my garage.
Ha!
I found some of that stuff just the other day. It was kind of
Now they're worldwide.
Yeah, and I think it really, their father-in-law Milo Myers, who has the surf shop Inland, he kind of made the Salty, salvaging a lifestyle for the youth. He really wants to give back to that industry that is so fun.
Yeah.
Surfing,
yeah.
Fishing. I mean, it's all the same guy. And it's funny. What old surfer that doesn't fish?
Yeah, totally. For sure.
I was out with John Fries one day, and he introduced me to this guy, and it's Machado. Wait a minute. Rob Machado? Wait, you're Rob Machado's dad?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Famous surfer, and they all fish.
Yeah.
It just, it kind of cracked me up.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the coast. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the great savings on pen reels, including the Fathom, International, and the all-new Torque in silver. These pen reels are ideal for long-range anglers. At Tackle Day, come meet over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle, up to 80% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup App and Network. Good times going right now. Busy morning on the phones. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973.
Indeed. Let's find out what's biting out there.
Sounds good to me, man. Today, the Catch Report sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine Exchange or San Diego Marine Exchange. Let's start it off with a Dana War Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Willie, standing by. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Great. Gotta love this weather, right? Great fishing weather.
Man, it's nice. You can certainly feel it changing, though, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
The sweatshirt's on in the morning and in the late afternoon. It's definitely switching.
But the weather's flat, like it, and the loads are light, and the fish are biting.
Exactly. So certainly some of that playing into it for us up here. We had a good week, More of the same bass fishing, I'd say, as the last couple weeks, very similar. The water is taking a little bit of a drop. 68 to 70, I'd say, is what we were fishing this week. But still, with that cooler water, the bass action is still very good along the kelp spots here on our stretch of the coast. The fly line bait, the sardine, definitely accounted for majority of the bass we caught along the edges there of the kelp. But still plenty of action for the guys throwing the rubber lures, too. Our hardcore bass guys, they like those swim baits and those small jerk baits, and plenty of action on that stuff. We're also starting to see some really nice sheephead, too. The guys bringing the exotic baits like the clam and the shrimp and that are specifically targeting that sheephead has had plenty to catch. I think with all that lobster gear in the water right now, those fish have been activated and are a lot more active, we've seen here in the last week for sure. So some of that going on, too. And then our three-quarter day stuff right now, we're still mixing it up out deep with that rockfish. Steady action just about every day for us down there. Some heavy current and some bait moving around in that deep water did make things a little tricky a couple days. So we, slid into the beach after, catching some rockfish when things kind of got tricky out there, and mixed in some good calico bass action on those three-quarter days too. But still plenty of sculpin, reds, whitefish, et cetera, to fill the bags for our guys. And then the Fury, you know, he kept his ball rolling offshore. He had a few trips this week where he had some great yellowfin, skipjack, and, you know, a handful of bluefin on some of his trips. So some of that stuff goes a long way. So he's definitely, he's back out. Actually, he has a day and a half that leaves tomorrow night. And I know he has, a couple spots open on that trip. So certainly call the landing if you want to hop on that. That's going to be kind of a freelance deal. So, you know, that yellowfin and that looks like it's one to bite. He's going to target that. If not, he'll maybe end up over at Clemente fishing that yellowtail. So it's kind of what we have going on here. If you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly call the landing and make a reservation. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out, danawarp.com, or you can link us through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage there. And new code for the month of October, we're going to use FALL25 for your listeners there to save 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day fishing trips. They might come up with us.
Still the best deal in town, man. It blows me away every time you talk about, you know, you guys are so generous. You do different codes all the time, but every time you hear it, I just can't get over what an awesome deal that is. And we so appreciate the fact that you take such good care of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners. Again, FALL25, save you big bucks going fishing on a trip out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Willie, you guys do it right. We sure appreciate it. Love fishing out of Dana Wharf. And somebody wants to take advantage, one more time, shoot us the phone number so we can go book our trips.
Cool. Thanks, Rick. Our number up here to the landing is 949-496-5794 or danawarp.com. Boom. Easy.
Awesome. Love it. Thanks, Willie. Appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, boys. Thanks for the time. See you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that. All right. RH is back. Jeff Flowers for Sandro Sport Fishing. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
You know, it feels like it's been probably a month since I've talked with you guys, but it's been a lot of stuff was going on, unfortunately, with my mom passing and then being away on a couple fish trips with some people and taking some time off. So back at it. Happy to be back at it. What a great morning to wake up and hear the three of you guys, you know, some of my favorite people in the world on the show, and just sit and smile with a cup of coffee.
Thanks, Jeff.
Love to hear it, buddy.
Good to have you back.
Yep.
So let's talk about the island, and I'm not going to try to sound like a broken record, so I'm just going to swap it up a little bit and start with some different fish instead of those great big yellowtail that are biting. So we've been able to get our customers out, and they're catching Dorado. They've shown up.
Way cool.
They're big. Yeah, they're big fish. And the fun stuff is we've got some customers down here recently that have never fished before. There's a lady down there with her family, and her first two fish, she's got like a 30-pound yellowtail and a 30-pound Dorado. Never fished before.
Spoiled.
Just to see the smiles and the pictures and the family having a great time, and that's priceless.
That's cool.
So we still have those big yellows. I think they're growing up from last month. they're in that 30-pound range. Some of them bigger. They're biting in close. They're biting on bait. They're biting on surface iron. The calicos are going off. There's guys catching two at a time on their stick baits. What can you say about the island that doesn't sound like the same thing week after week after week? But it's just fantastic fishing down there right now with us.
Well, what I can't believe is that I heard that there were a couple spots that opened up for the rest of the season. Is that still true?
You know, unfortunately, Pete, there's people that run off to go get married and they can't make it. Ricky.
Well, that's no excuse.
Yeah.
But, you know, things happen in people's lives and some spots open up. But, you know, Rosie's got that backup list, and there's a lot of customers out there that are calling saying, hey, if you've got a spot, and even if it's last minute, give me a call. So, but we do have some spots that are open. They're sporadic. We still got, I think, 10 trips left in the season. So if somebody's thinking about going and want to pull the trigger and see if there's still a spot available for one or two people, give it a try. It might be a roll of the dice, but, you know, Rosie could probably try to find you a place to fit in. If not, then we'll get you on the list for next year.
All right.
Awesome,
Jeff. How do we get a hold of you there, Jeff? We want to go fishing at Sandro Sport Fishing.
You want to get a hold of the boss, and that's Rosie, and you can get a hold of her easily on her cell phone, and she does answer. And that is at 619-772-7570. Or you can go to the website at SandroSportFishing.com, and all the information's there, the schedule, everything about what's going on. And also check out the social media. If you're not on Facebook, get on Facebook with Sandro Sport Fishing BCM, and she is posting lots and lots of pictures.
Guys,
that
do
sounds
a,
so cool.
Yeah,
you
guys do a great job. It's fun to follow, fun to see what's going on out there. Jeff, great to have you back, buddy. We sure appreciate a fantastic report. Glad to hear that Cedros is just as good as it has been in your absence, and glad to hear from you, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that very much. All right, surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunderson with the surf report. Is it happening in the surf, Gundy?
It is, Pete. It is. It is. We got a nice bounce back in the Corbina Bight.
Sweet.
You know, the weather straightened out this week, and there's a lot of things going on. Fall, we got less people on the beach, good weather, good tides, and we've got really nice tides at the end of this week for guys looking forward. 68 to 70 degree water, and then the guys are finding some larger sand crabs, and most of these larger sand crabs come in near structure, so not a bad idea to maybe go to the pier pilings or go along the rock jetty and collect your bait and then go fish whatever area you're going to fish. Some of the guys were doing this and we were catching some nice fish this week. Hook, line, sinker in Santa Barbara reported good part perch bite off Goleta there. Anglers finding limits of perch to 1.5 pounds, gulp 2-inch sandworms, mussels working best for those guys. A few halibut also reported near the Goleta pier on flash minnows. Wiley's reported good Corbina action along Malibu beaches. East of the pier, west of the chart house were two of the good stretches. Several anglers reported good catches on sand crabs fished on the incoming high tide. Just Fishing in Redondo reported good halibut action along South Bay beaches. Let's see, a 4-pound halibut, a 5-pound halibut. So that's kind of interesting. As we go into fall, we're going to start seeing more and more halibut creep into the shallows. They also had a 3-pound, 10-ounce Corbina caught off Torrance Beach. Big Fish reported good halibut action with water temperatures dropping a notch. One angler scored 3 legal fish along Seal Beach on the drop shot, white flukes. And Bolsa Chica Inlet was a hot spot for those guys for Corbina. They had several 2- and 3-pound fish caught there on sand crabs. Ketchum Tackle reported a 4-pound, 4-ounce Corbina.
I'll tell you what, Gundy, it sounds like good stuff. It sounds like good stuff. And you know, this time of the year, great time. You know, there's not as many people on the beach. It's a great time to go fishing, right?
That's right, Pete. That's right. Very good. Very good action. And for the Corbina angler, this is the time to make hay.
All right, Gundy. Well, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for that report. And we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good week.
See you,
you
Gundy.
Too, Gundy.
Appreciate that. Okay, that's going to wrap us up. Don't want to forget CCA-sponsored surf fishing clinics coming soon from Bill Varnay. If you want to get more information, keep in touch with what's going on the next upcoming surf seminar. Check out fishthesurf.com. That's where you're going to find tips, reports, and articles designed to make you a better surf angler.
Indeed. One line open. You want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's jump in the phones.
Don in Woodland Hills is up on Let's Talk Hookup. Don, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, Ron. It's always a pleasure speaking with you on the phone, listening to you talk about kayaks. Your passion really comes through.
Indeed.
My addiction.
Yeah.
Hey, so for those of us that really haven't gotten into kayaking, you know, you're out kayaking and you hook into a nice sea bass or yellowtail and, you know, you've got it up to the boat. One, how do you subdue it? And then how do you take care of it till you get back to the beach?
A couple of great questions.
Those are great questions. Yeah. And trial and error has really taught me that when you get that big fish, that big yellowtail, let's talk about a yellowtail, when you get that right to the boat, that's when a lot of bad things happen.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so a gaff is a must, and I like a little bit longer one. Some of the guys I see have pretty short gaffs, and that's – I like to be able to reach out a little
like
further.
Like a four-footer?
Yep, yeah. Yep, a little bit longer.
AFCO makes a great four-footer.
Yeah,
that,
lightweight,
that fiberglass gaffs, yeah, that's a great
awesome
call.
There's so many really, you know, great products out there. I always like a homemade gaff.
Ah.
You know, a broken tiller, a broken golf club, you know, and it's fun to make. So that's just one of the one garage art things I won't give up.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is a game clip, and those are like big hairpin or big safety pins, you know.
Like a giant safety pin.
Yeah, and what you do there is that when you gaff that fish, make sure that you open the, you know, the bail or the, you know, open your reel back up and put the clicker on and before Smart. You set it down. Because now you've gaffed it. It's right next to the boat. Next thing is you got to get that game clip through the gills and close it. Because
and the game clip is tied off.
Tied to the boat.
Now
yeah.
he's secured to you.
Now, once you've done that, then you've caught that fish. And other than, you know, possible tug-of-wars if you monkey around too long. Mm-hmm. I always like to bleed them, and I'll keep moving when I bleed them.
Oh, smart.
Just don't want to stay in one spot.
Just make sure the sea lions aren't around.
Yeah. And you head on a swivel. You know, because you're so focused on the fish that you forget that, you know, other people eat yellowtail too. Other things eat, So
big furry brown stupid things.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not stupid.
Oh yeah,
far from that.
Big is the key. Yeah. Some of those things. Yeah, you'll lose. Yeah. Anyway, so and now bleeding, it's important. You're going to be having that that fish on that kayak. Bleed it. You got to bleed it. I'll keep its head down, hold its tail, got that game clip in it, and then putting it in some sort of dry bag with ice, or they make kill bags.
You have a kayak kill bag, right?
Oh, we have lots of them. Yeah. And Reliable, company that makes all those incredible fish bags, made a bunch of them. In fact, they made an extra large one for those guys that fish those white sea bass on kayaks.
Ah.
There are some guys.
And they fit on the. They just strap right on the kayak.
Designed to shape, fit the shape of the boat,
the bow of the boat, right?
So you can still use that. You put a little ice in there. You throw your fish in there, and
And a few frozen water bottles, so that when those thaw, you got some backup water bottles.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, great idea.
Yeah, but that's really a key thing is taking care of the fish. Otherwise, just be one and done. Mm-hmm. Catch one and go in.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a yellowtail that's been sitting on your boat, like the old. Burlap bag days.
Yellowtail jerky.
Yeah, exactly. Or dog food.
Let Sean take care of that.
Yeah, for sure. Man. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone, so don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower four strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.